another privacy scare. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here we all thought the key to keeping our private information private was to set our Facebook privacy setting to high. But no!
You might have your Facebook privacy set to high, but while you pick online daisies in Farmville, the game's developers are harvesting information about you and your friends for outside companies.
Facebook games sharing your private information. Facebook's going to stop it, of course, except how can you ever be sure? I remember as a kid back in the pre-internet era, I wired an intercom in our house, which let me eavesdrop on my sister's slumber parties. When she discovered it and threatened to rip it out, I offered to install a privacy switch so she could turn it off. And I installed the switch, I just didn't hook it up. And she had no way of knowing that. Same way with the internet. You have no way of knowing. Once upon a time, you could seal a message in an envelope and know that it wasn't making millions of copies of itself. And you could be pretty sure it wouldn't jump out of your pocket and deliver itself to some stranger. Today, unless your computer is unplugged and turned off, you have no way of being sure anything is private. Every key press could be monitored. Your built-in camera and microphone could be monitored. Although I'm not sure why anyone would even bother, because there are millions of people who voluntarily exhibit their lives and their connections on Facebook and figure it's okay because they've set it to be visible only to their friends, except they have something like 500 friends. That's not privacy. That's called publicity. It's like locking your car with the windows open. It only deters the stupid crooks. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.